Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin H, Hope.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hi there. We're sitting on our back patio deck again.
Again?
Yeah, we are.
Can you hear the birds?
Yeah, if you folks listen, you might be able to hear we're like right next to a little nature preserve, an area that used to be a llama farm. For those who have not met Dee and Deacon Tom before, we live in Arizona now. And
I kind of wish it was still a llama farm. I wouldn't mind seeing llamas walking by our back property edge.
Yeah. So there are a lot of trees, and the birds just seem to congregate around here. Last night, we were out here having dinner, and guess what we saw?
Ooh, we saw a coyote.
Yeah.
Boy, were we keeping our eye out on that area for a while, because our two little dogs were out here with us. They would make a meal for that coyote.
For sure. Well, dear, what's our vitamin for today?
Vitamin H, hope.
You know, I don't know about the folks. I have had a couple shows that I've really been mentally invested in. Our first one that we did on adoration was very special to me. When Sarah Bauer came on and we talked about excitement, that was special. I've enjoyed all of them, but I've been really looking forward to this one on hope, in deep hope and in prayer that we can share some things today that will give hope to those who may be needing it, wanting it, or wanting to know more about the gift of hope.
Plus, you're going to be talking to two very special ladies in our life.
Absolutely. Well, first off, how is hope different than a wish? A wish is sort of like a fluffy sort of thing. I wish you have a nice day. I wish you have a happy birthday. Hope really begins to get at something more profound, something deeper inside of us. The dictionary says a feeling that what is wanted can be had or that events will turn out well. And our catechism says that hope involves God, our dependence upon our petitioning God for an outcome. And then, you know, how do we live out hope? I brought home, dear, today, a local paper, and in the living section, kind of interesting, in the living section, there's an entire front page article on a number of women who are surviving cancer. And so there's a group of, in this picture, maybe 10 women sitting around a number of tables, and they are sharing what those in recovery call their experience, strength, and hope. Some are at the beginning of the journey and they're still fighting a ravaging cancer. Some have been through it and all that fighting cancer brings about.
I think we have all in our lives known somebody, because this cancer disease is just, it has just been spreading everywhere. I mean, it just seems like that's all you hear anymore. And we've all known somebody who has had it.
Yeah, your mom experienced it a while back, and she's a survivor now.
She's been, I think it's been about 6 years now, and hers was found very early, like our friend Lisa Hendy's, mm-hmm. and she only underwent radiation also, like Lisa. Who else? Oh, and we currently know a lady here in our parish who has got a form of bone cancer, and she's an older lady, And she has just recently moved from Arizona to Ohio to be closer to her family. She really misses it back here, though, we hear.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about her this morning with some ladies when we were at Coffee and Donuts after church. I think she exudes the that saying of attitude makes all the difference. Yeah. Because she had a wonderful attitude through all the pain and suffering that she was going through.
One of the ladies in the article, I'm looking at this paper here beside the computer, one of the ladies, Ilona is her first name, kept a positive attitude during her fight with cancer. And another woman, Nola, had eternal optimism and good humor, and it helped her stay positive during her battle with cancer. Now, this is not a show about cancer. It's about hope. But I use the words that people who are in recovery from maybe overeating or drugs or alcohol, they use the words experience, strength, and hope. And so that's what we want to talk about today. And we have a couple guests Dee has already mentioned. So we hope that you will be willing to share with us your reactions to this show after you've heard it. If you've had any battle that involved a great deal of hope, we'd like to hear from you, but we'll talk about that later. So this is Catholic Vitamins, a little bit of a different show today, and we have two guests, so we'll catch you on the other side of our guests.
Well, today on Catholic Vitamins, we are going to be taking a journey as people in 12-step recovery programs a lot of years ago said that they want to share their experience, strength, and hope. And our Catholic vitamin for today is hope. And I have two ladies on the line. Well, actually three, because Dee is with us this morning. I have two ladies on the line as our guests today on Catholic Vitamins, and we'll introduce them one at a time. The first guest is Mary Campbell. Mary is from our life back in Colorado, a close and dear friend. We've taken a lot of steps together, ranging from RCIA adult faith classes to walking around Lake Estes and sharing during the beginnings of some very worrisome times. But Mary is with us today in joy and in hope that she can share a little bit. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
This is Mary Campbell. Mary is married, and Mary, let me just ask, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and where you are now?
Okay, well, I was raised in a very loving Christian home, and excuse me, had always felt that God was with me, but it wasn't until I became a young adult and my husband and I were looking for a place to bring our children and just have the strong Christian foundation to be a part of our family, that I looked into the Catholic Church, and that's where, Tom, you and I met, and you were so patient answering all of my difficult questions, but I came to believe that the Catholic Church is where I was supposed to be and our family was supposed to be, and it was a great decision because it's been all things since then.
Okay, so that's part of your faith journey, but as I alluded a few seconds ago, Mary, you also had another journey that you took that Dee and I were a part of. Can you say a few words about that?
Yes, in 2005, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive, invasive breast cancer, and it was a very big shock because I was just 33 years old, which is extremely young for that type of a diagnosis, and the fact that it was so aggressive, and there was no history in my family, a very healthy lifestyle, so it was a big shock, and the more news that I got from the doctors, it just didn't look like there was much hope. But I just kind of took each step as it came and ended up, just given the nature of the cancer, I was led through a very intense and aggressive treatment program. And so that's what we discussed a lot on our walks around the lake.
It's one thing for friends to be sympathetic to what someone's going through. It's one thing for us to pray, and it is important that we pray. But even though you and I were walking side by side on one of our walks, and then Dee and I and you on another walk, I bet a part of that walk felt like you were alone, huh?
You know, I think that I never did feel completely alone. I had always, from the minute I got the diagnosis, I really did just feel that God was with me always. And I guess sometimes I felt alone in the sense of people here close to me couldn't quite understand exactly the emotions and the worries and the thoughts that were going through my mind. But I just honestly feel like I never did feel like I wasn't in the arms of angels or wow. Even just being enveloped in prayers. And so there was a sense of peace that was with me in spite of the usual intense feelings of fear and uncertainty.
All right, great testimony. Lisa Hendy, a voice who is familiar, a voice familiar to most of the Catholic podcast and broadcast community. Lisa Hendy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dee. Hi, Mary.
Hi. You're well, right. You're right, Tom. These two sound a lot alike.
They really do.
Do you want me to use my Valley Girl accent?
I think I said in a note to Mary as we were working on the setup for today's conference call on hope that if I could get Mary Campbell and Lisa Hendy in a room together, they would be sisters in a half an hour.
Oh.
Which is a testament to both of you. Lisa, you are friends with so many people, and Dee and I know and love you from our time spent with you and our work together, but you too have had a walk that called out to the virtue of hope. You want to say a few words about that?
I have. It's actually almost a year now since last November I was diagnosed with a much less serious form of breast cancer. It's actually the most common form of breast cancer among women in the United States, ductal carcinoma in situ, which some debate whether or not it should even be called a cancer because the prognosis for that particular form is actually very positive. So the news that I received and what you learn when you go through a diagnosis with breast cancer is that it's not just one of those, you know, single phone calls like you get on TV, but often, you know, a series of tests and a diagnosis that gets progressively, you get more and more information as you get into the journey. So initially I was told it was one thing, and then ultimately after biopsies and a surgery, they called it this ductal carcinoma in situ, which is actually basically a non-invasive form of breast cancer. And so that was my journey for last year, was dealing with the treatments for that. And my hope came largely from the fact that, you know, I had so many wonderful people walking me through that journey, praying with me, and also that the prognosis for that particular form of breast cancer now, thanks to the early detection that we have, is very good.
Lisa, I do remember well that you took a very public posture on this illness, and I think that you were sharing, as I said at the beginning of this, experience, strength, and from that, hope with those who were walking the walk with you and praying with you, even if they didn't know you personally.
You know, I tried to do that. It's interesting, Deacon Tom, because initially I wasn't going to make it. I'd prefer to shine the light on other people and not on myself. And in my work, that's really what I try to do. So in this situation, I initially thought I'm just going to keep this to myself and not make a big deal out of it. But when you're a writer and a podcaster and what you do is to blog about your life, it's a little bit like, you know, not pointing out the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. So I did decide to go ahead and share it, largely in the hope that other women would see that with early detection, many forms of breast cancer are thankfully now very treatable.
Going back to Mary for a moment, the image that comes to mind from your words and also from my personal experience with you is I described earlier a walk around a lake. I think it's about 3.5 or 4 miles around Lake Estes, a beautiful lake surrounded by mountains. And I think there were some times that both of us were pretty tender during that walk, but there were some times when I felt really lifted because you were lifted and we were sharing journey together. And I think you said that about this illness, that you felt like you always had people with you. Can you say a few more words about that?
Yes, I think as horrible as going through all of the cancer journey can be, it truly brings out the most wonderful side of people. And I know initially when I got the news, I didn't really feel like I wanted to go public with it. Of course, I wanted to share with the people closest to me. But when you're involved in a lot of different aspects of life, the news kind of gets out. And, of course, the good nature of people just brought on an overwhelming sense of support, prayers, and it just seemed like not a day went by when I wasn't contacted by somebody who knew exactly what I needed to hear, you know, whether it was just, I'm praying for you, or I'm coming to take your children to the park so that you can rest. Whatever the need was, it was met by what I saw as the human form of angels in my life at the time.
That's beautiful. Lisa, I wonder how you would express God's presence during this period. Some of the touching moments that I remember about your sharing were when you were in the hospital and you were receiving treatment and you were seeing other people there, some who you described as being perhaps in a more aggressive state of trying to get healthy. Where was God for you as you were in your walk?
You know, it's a wonderful question, Tom, and I think that he was with me and strengthening me the whole way through. And really, I don't know if it's all, and like Mary, I grew up in a very Catholic family and was I probably heard the words offer it up countless times during my childhood from my parents. And so when I'm faced with something that is a difficulty in my life, I sort of, that's my fallback position, to go to the point of offer it up, offer this as, you know, as your prayer, and that any suffering, however little it might be, that you would go through, you know, try to unite that to people who are in a far worse condition than you are, and for the intercession of, you know, God in their life. And it's really interesting that from one of the phase of my treatment was basically that I had surgery and then you recover from that and then I had radiation. I did not have to go through chemotherapy. But with radiation, you're making daily trips to the cancer center, and you begin to become friendly with the other patients who are on the same schedule as you. And I say frequently that I was actually a little bit embarrassed of having a full head of hair, because when you're in the cancer center, you know, most of the people there, you can kind of tell where they are in their treatment based on, you know, if they're wearing a hat or if they're completely bald or whatever. So I knew that most of the people, you know, just physically from looking at them, were in a lot worse shape than I was. And it was wonderful that my radiation schedule worked out every morning such that I could drop my son Adam off at our local Catholic school and then go to Mass and rush right over for my appointment and basically arrive in time to, you know, get in the proper clothing and lay down on the radiation table. And I, from the very beginning, tried to use that time on the table as a time of prayer for the other patients there. So it became almost like a retreat type of experience. It's hard to describe, but definitely a very spiritual time.
So I'll ask either of you who cares to respond to this, can hope exist during the darkest times, during times of really bad news?
I'd say absolutely yes. And I know sometimes it seems maybe from the outside looking in, or, you know, to see the person who is bald and thin and pale, and you just wonder, can that person must just be at the depths of despair. But hope especially can sometimes, I think, thrive in those situations, because you realize that where you place your hope is what's important. And for me, before I was diagnosed with cancer, I felt like I always, I guess I would describe it as, had my priorities in place as far as family and faith, but realized that sometimes my hope was placed in things like being healthy. And when that's taken away from you, you're really kind of brought down to your basic needs. And to be able to have that faith in God and know that our hope lies in Him and not what is happening to us in the very moment was truly, for me, the strength that pulled me through. And, you know, I pray for people who go through these situations and don't have that form of hope, because of course there's hope in that there will be a treatment or that this treatment will work, but it's different when you wonder, what if the treatment doesn't work? And I have to place my hope in God and know that His plan is ultimately what is best and right. And if it means that you don't survive the cancer and your children are left without a mother, well, you have to have hope in the fact that they will be provided for, because God loves them as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Our guests today on Catholic Vitamins are Lisa Hendy from California, a well-known podcaster, blogger, author. We'll come back to that in a moment. And our other guest is Mary Campbell from Colorado, a lady whom we've known for many, many years and who we've shared part of her faith journey with and also her cancer journey. And we're so pleased to have you both. Mary, one thing that you talked about, priorities, an image came to my mind. I remember when you were well enough to do this, you coming to Mass with your husband and children and having that hat on that covered most of your head. When you're healthy, you have beautiful, curly, red hair, but there was a time when you didn't. And as a demonstration of priorities and hope, you were at Sunday Mass. What a beautiful image. I'm sure you remember those days well.
I do. Yes, I remember the hat and Mass. And when you have, you know, like you talked about, the long hair, and it's tough to lose that. But when you lose it, you realize that there are just more important things to think about. And I can remember, especially at Mass, it was a very emotional time for me, just being there. It was very spiritual, but it just really I guess it stirred up a lot of the emotions that maybe throughout the week I just felt in order to keep up with my family and what needed to be done. I didn't give those emotions so much time or thought. Some of my most vivid memories, and it hasn't been too long since I went through it, but definitely some of my most vivid memories are sitting in Mass, and especially the music or certain prayers that would be offered. It was really hard for me to keep a dry eye in Mass.
Amen. For some of us too, Mary. Lisa, turning to a slightly hope-filled project, we're aware, those of us who follow you and like your work, we're aware that you have just completed a book and that it's headed towards publishing. Could you talk about that?
Sure. It's really interesting that this was happening, the journey of the book was happening at the same time as my treatment last year. I had been wonderfully offered a contract to write something with Ave Maria Press, and the signing of my contract happened right before my diagnosis, and I was given a May 1st deadline for the book and then learned of what I was going to be going through, and they were very kind and said, you know, if you need to take another year to do this or whatever, go ahead. And I decided, no, you know, I think I'm going to try to just work through this, and I don't, you know, I basically didn't want to use the treatment as an excuse if it didn't need to be used. When I was ready to take a break if I needed to, but gratefully was actually able to work through that time. And it's kind of interesting that some of those experiences, I wonder if God had a plan for that book, because the premise of the book is actually, it's called The Handbook for Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. And the premise of the book is that we actually, as mothers, need to care for ourselves so that we can take better care of our families. And it's something that happens quite frequently. I think Mary would probably say this too, that you tend to neglect sometimes your own spiritual and physical care in caring for your family. You give so much, give and give and give, that sometimes there's nothing left to give for yourself. And I don't think we do ourselves any favors when we don't take care of ourselves in all those means. So I think that writing the physical component of the book, which had been planned before my diagnosis, took on a little bit different take in light of the fact that, you know, I was facing really for the first time in my life a little bit of a health glitch in my own, you know, in my own situation. So it made it even more apparent to me that we need to really, really watch our own physical care as much as we do our spiritual and emotional care. So the book was written during that journey, and there's a little bit of this and that in it. And more importantly, though, there are tons of wonderful contributions from many of our online friends, and Deacon Tom, you were kind enough to contribute to a chapter in it, and I'm very proud of the finished product because it came together very beautifully, I think.
I know.
I just had a wonderful idea, Tom.
Yeah.
Since we have an inside track here to the author, Mary, we're going to get you a signed and autographed copy when it comes out.
Oh.
Hooray! That's great.
It's so, I still balk at the word author because it's still so so new to me. And, you know, it's such a long journey of working on a book from the point where you conceive it to the actual finished product will be quite a long time. So I can't wait to autograph that book for Mary.
Lisa, I have your publisher has shared a part of the manuscript with me, and I believe it really speaks to a message of strength and hope, and really fits in with today's Catholic Vitamins program. What's the schedule for publishing or for the book being out?
We just finished final edits, and it will be off to, I get to look at it one more time in October and for final, you know, final look over, and then it will basically go to the layout and printer at that point, and should be released in early February of 2010. And I'm hoping to visit a lot of parishes of contacts, you know, around the country and bring the book and maybe have a morning with mothers at different parishes and just have a chance for women to get together and talk about these issues.
All right. Here's a proposal for you. We're running a little long on time, but Dee, are you with me?
Yes.
Let's meet Lisa at the Denver airport. We'll drive her up to Estes Park. We'll go to the parish there, our wonderful Our Lady of the Mountains parish. We'll meet with Mary. We'll go to Mass. And then we'll have a book signing and a talk by Lisa Hendy. How's that sound?
Oh, we could record another interview.
Yeah. Mary, are you up for that?
I'm up for that. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're always up for any excuse to get back to Estes.
Yeah. Oh, we miss you in Estes.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Our guests today on Catholic Vitamins have been Mary Campbell, a dear, dear close friend from Colorado, excuse me, and Lisa Hendy, a dear, dear close friend, a podcaster, a writer, blogger, and now author. And we've been talking on the subject of hope. I hope that you ladies have been able to share this strength and message through our program with others, and we will try to stay in touch. Any final words, Lisa?
You know, I just want to thank Mary for her brave testimony. I know that what she went through is very difficult, and that she has been a real inspiration to me today, and I'm sure to many other women. And my final word would be that we're coming up on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I would hope that all of your women in the listening audience would really take this opportunity to, if they're of the age where a mammogram is in order, that they take, you know, the few minutes that it takes to go do that and to really focus on caring for themselves. And just thank you to you and to Dee as well.
Thank you, Lisa. Mary, any final words?
Well, I would like to thank Lisa. And I, when you spoke about taking care of yourself so you can be a better mother and part of the community, I'm with you on that, and I can't wait to read your book. And Deacon Tom and Dee, I just thank you for this opportunity, and just the very fact that I can see how hope can come out of something that's not so easy to go through, but being on this side of it and just the fact that you would consider me as something hopeful is encouraging in and of itself. So to be at this point and feel hopeful is a blessing, and I thank you for being a part of that.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, was it ever good to be with Lisa and Mary?
Oh, I like hearing their voices again.
Absolutely. Well, as we come to sort of the ending area of our program, I want to summarize a few thoughts on hope. First off, it isn't any coincidence, I don't think, that our theme song, that upbeat theme song that we use, is from a gospel singer, Desmond Pringle. And that particular cut that we selected for our theme is called Hope is Born, and he sure brings out our message of hope for those who listen to us. I'd like to kind of summarize what I got from our time with Mary and Lisa. Mary said that true peace is from being wrapped in the prayers of others. She said our hope lies in God, beautiful words, whatever his plans, no matter. If we believe that our hope is in God, we can accept whatever he wills for us. All things will be taken care of. Mary said that someone would call and say or do or offer just what she needed at that moment. How can you not have hope when you see God's angels helping you that way? And then Lisa, dear Lisa Hendy, she started each day during that period, and other days, of course, since then, but she started those days when she was going to radiation with Mass and Communion. And she had so many people that were lifting her up. Imagine all the people, Dee, that she's befriended.
Well, you know what? She also said that she was lifting other people up, too, especially when she went in to get her treatments and all the people sitting there in the waiting room. She couldn't help but pray for them, too.
Yeah. Hope is the perfect prayer for Advent. So I invite you also to listen to Lisa Hendy's latest podcast, which happens to touch on the subject of hope as she interviews a young priest. It's a wonderful podcast update. Well, let's see. I want to mention someone that I was in contact with, Mike Eisenbath. He and his wife do a blog. They do some wonderful marriage work. And he has written a book on depression and hope. If anyone struggles with depression, you might look for his book, Hence My Eyes Are Turned Toward You. So thank you to Lisa Hendy and Mary Campbell for helping us look at hope. We all need hope in varying degrees and in varying situations. And I think the answer is that God is our hope. Just within the last few days, we became aware of a young girl, Macy King, who is struggling with brain cancer. And we joined her parents. I think his name is James.
No, Scott.
Scott, thank you. And her name is Kim?
Kim.
Yeah. Well, we join in lifting the family and everyone up, especially Macy, as she tries to beat the terrible curse of cancer. So, Dee, I don't want to end on a down note. We've got a couple positive things to share, a couple upbeat things to share.
Let's play a couple promos we just received.
Ever wish you could record all the moments in your lives?
The good.
The bad.
The in-between.
Well, we've decided to do just that, and we're inviting you along for the ride.
I'm John.
And I'm Heather.
And together, we're growing in our faith as we raise two small children.
So join us as we discuss the moments in our lives, from potty training and dragon slaying
to misconceptions and confrontations.
It will all be there in our Catholic Family Journal.
Look for our weekly podcast at CatholicFamilyJournal.com.
Oh, come on. Aren't you tired of listening to all these professional podcasts? Why not come over right now, stop what you're listening to right now, and head over to CatholicPilot.com, where you'll find the Catholic Pilot Podcast. I'm Captain Jeff, your host, where we talk about our Catholic faith, and we talk about flying, and everything else in between. So come on, head on over to CatholicPilot.com and take a listen. Join the fun.
Captain Jeff's gonna fly ya. Now don't you get too carried away. Oh, Captain Pilot Podcast will be sure to make your day.
Oh, we were glad to find out that there's another new podcast out there. So congratulations to John and Heather. And I just checked before we started recording this, and their first episode is out. I can't wait to subscribe and get that one.
Hey, congratulations, you two. We'll look forward to being regular listeners.
And also, Captain Jeff, when he sent us his promo, he also sent us a little email message. He said, by the way, I just finished listening to your Vitamin F and F Extra episodes. Awesome. I really enjoyed hearing the fascinating stories and life lessons from the Kloss family. Thank you for sharing that with us.
We've had a lot of good feedback. I can't use the word on the F Vitamin F program. So I hope you'll get a chance to listen.
I just listened to episode 4 of Captain Jeff's Catholic Pilot last night, and he was also talking about that F podcast of ours again, and it. I'm glad it's getting that kind of reaction.
Well, one of the things that we started with when we started Catholic Vitamins is Vitamin Scrabble, and Dee announces it each week. We'll do the Vitamin Scrabble for this week, or the coming week, I should say. But we had a winner for our H vitamin, which, as you now know, is hope. And our dear friend Mary from Minnesota, she's being so faithful listening to us. And she guessed hope, and she was absolutely correct.
This is her second win.
Yeah, we're going to have to put you on the back burner for a while, Mary, and let some other folks in. But right now, we're so happy to send you a great little book called Rocked by God by Father Dave Pavanka, a wonderful on-fire priest, somebody I love. And also a Catholic sweet treat, a different one than you've won before. And we do the sweet treat because we believe our faith is a sweet gift from God.
We also had some other H guesses from Adrian. Unfortunately, Mary got the one right.
Well, I think we're ready for Scrabble, dear. So why don't you do... you want me to mention Don Barry? Okay, I'll mention Don Barry. She's pointing
Follow
to...
your script, will you?
Don Barry sent a message and said, I still get my Catholic vitamins from you every week. Thanks for staying in touch again, Don. Appreciate it. Dee, it's your turn.
Well, since we were just talking about vitamin Scrabble, let's go ahead and do vitamin Scrabble for the next time. Of course, we're now up to vitamin I, and it is going to be 8 letters long, beginning with I and ending with Y. 8 letters long.
So, Dee has made some recommendations about changing the way that we do some of our guesses and participation. In a few moments, as we're ready to close the show, we're going to play some music from Margot B. Smith's album, CD. And why don't we do this, Dee? We'll pick one name in November and one name in December to win a free CD from Margot B. Smith. She's donated those to Catholic Vitamins, and I think you'll love her voice and her music. So one name will be pulled. All you have to do is just send us an email or a voicemail and say Margot B. Smith CD, and we'll put your name in, and we'll pull one name in November, one name in December. And we thank Margot B. Smith. Do you know what the B stands for, Dee?
I don't.
I think she used to be a baroness. Okay, you're on.
We have a few more feedback here. We heard from Jan. She says, I'll finally get a chance to catch up on the Catholic Vitamins. I think she was having trouble with her iPod syncing. And then later, I got a second message from her, and she said, I'm finally catching up on the Catholic Vitamins. I got A and B today. I loved the interview with Father Mark Rutherford.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. We're still hearing some feedback on that. That's awesome.
And, we got one from Jules. Everybody remember Jules? She was the daughter, the Kloss family daughter that we interviewed as part of our part two family episode. And she said, turned out nicely. Thank you for including me.
We enjoyed meeting she and her husband. And
we have some new internet friends.
Oh, really?
We want to say hi. Oh, I got it here. Hi to Jen and Scott King. Those were new Facebook friends of yours. And Marnie and Heather are new friends for me.
Wow. Thank you for checking in with us. And Dee, I know we have our notes in front of us, but I just happened to see something here that we have a new email address, catholicvitamins@gmail.com. catholicvitamins@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll get rid of those separate email addresses we had for one for you and one for me. This is a more effective way of getting our email.
And our feedback number, in case you'd like to leave us feedback and request a Margot B. Smith CD.
206-350-3789. Again, 206-350-3789. We would love to hear from you.
And you could also use that to take a guess at the Catholic Vitamin Scrabble. Dee, what do we have to wrap up here?
Oh, a little bit of Vita humor. How's that?
Good.
I found this is a list of things. It's like observations on growing older. And although I know that probably our listening audience is probably way younger than we are, this will be geared more for those out there who are as old as we are or older.
I'm in my 40s. How old are you?
I'm not telling. Observations on growing older. Your kids are becoming you, and you don't like them, but your grandchildren are perfect.
I love it. I love it.
I love this one. Yellow becomes the big color. Walls, hair, teeth.
Oh, bingo.
When people say you look great, they add, for your age.
Or maybe they think it.
I think I have one more. Hold on. Oh, I got two more. You miss the days when everything worked with just an on and an off switch. I long for the simpler days.
You mean no PIN code?
Right. And when Google and iPod, email, modem were all unheard of, and a mouse was something that made you jump on the table.
Yeah, right. Okay, folks, we thank you for being with us for another Catholic Vitamin. Remember that, the reason behind all of this is our attitude towards our faith, our attitude towards the church, our attitude towards the gifts of the Eucharist, the chance to be in adoration and be in the presence of Christ. These are all like, vitamins for our faith. And
can I jump in with a vitamin?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You get regularly a magazine from Franciscan University called Franciscan Way. And in this last issue you got, there was a write-up on a Father Gus. Was he on the staff there?
He was for a long time. He's deceased now.
And he passed away, and people were remembering him. A lot of graduates from Franciscan were remembering him. And one of the ones that was written in I thought was nice. Actually, two of them I thought were really nice. Somebody wrote in and said, Father Gus gave wonderful counsel regarding prayer, and they believe it originally came from St. Teresa of Avila. I quote, pray 15 minutes every day. Lengthen it if you can, shorten it if you must, but never omit it. And then another one, a young man wrote in that Father Gus had been his spiritual director for a year, and once he was complaining about a difficulty he was experiencing, and he asked Father Gus how he was going to deal with it. Father Gus walked over to him, looked him straight in the eye, pointed to the crucifix, and said, young man, you don't deal with it. You accept it.
Ah, good words. Good words. Well, that's our show on hope. We hope, we pray, that you found some aspects of the Catholic Vitamin of Hope to bring into your life, to grow in your life. Remember that the Catechism says that hope is based on God, and that's what the message of Mary Campbell and Lisa Hendy was in their sharing about hope. And we wish you will stick with Catholic Vitamins, and we wish we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.
Troubles occur. Sometimes I hear the words, why did this happen to me? There are losses that cost us, heartaches and crosses, suffering and misery. Hard times that come upon us are certainly not what we planned, striking like a flash of lightning. We don't understand calamities, catastrophes, tears in the night seem to be a part of this life. Mm-hmm. I'm sending up a prayer. Dear Lord, please help us. I'm sending up a prayer. Lord, it is in your hands. 'Cause when I feel my burdens have turned into more than enough, I won't bother to put up a fuss. Because in you, Lord, I place my trust. On, and there's a truth we come to know, that in this life there's both happy and sad. There's a funeral, a birth, there's a fortune, a dearth. Then sometimes we feel like we've been had. Hard times that come upon us are certainly not what we planned. Striking like a flash of lightning, we don't understand. Calamities, catastrophes, tears in the night seem to be a part of this life. I'm sending up a prayer. Dear Lord, please help us. I'm sending up a prayer. Lord, it is in your hands. 'Cause when I feel my burdens have turned into more than enough, offers us hope.